Another part of me, struggling for breath, reeled in horror. I didn't want this. I didn't hate this boy. I'd never met him in my life. What was happening to me? My arrow half, the part born of wishes and fire, calmed down as the lady's voice echoed in my ear.
When he anoints you as his own.
My shoulders sagged in relief. It wasn't time yet. Something else had to happen before I could hurt this boy. Perhaps I could escape before it did.
Dio, said Mbali, this is Tarisai of Swana, your newest candidate. Tarisai, this is His Imperial Highness Ekundayo Kunleo of Oluwan, Crown Prince of Eritsar.
She added gently, without accusation,
you will be watched.
Then she made to leave. I clutched at her, afraid to be left alone with this stranger, afraid of what I might do to him. Mbali chuckled, misunderstanding my fear.
He won't bite, dear. Sometimes I wonder if our Dio has any teeth at all.
Fondly, she ruffled the boy's tightly curled hair.
Have fun.
Then she slipped a key from her neck, unlocked a subtle door painted into the chamber wall, and slipped through without a sound. Strangely, Mbali's gaze still pressed on me, even after she had disappeared. Ekundayo and I stared at each other. I was taller than him, though he drowned in robes of blue-gold wax-dyed cloth. He shifted from foot to foot, looking as awkward as I felt.
Well, he said, aren't you going to try and touch me?
I blinked. Why would I?
The rest of them do. They all try to hug me or kiss my fingers in sandals. They say,
he shrugged.
They say they love me.
Well, I don't love you. He cocked his head, aghast.
Not even a little?
Of course not. He looked so heartbroken. I wanted to comfort him.
It's just, I've never met you before, I stammered. But everyone loves me. Oh, I guess they could be lying. Father thinks I trust people too much.
Ekundayo frowned, then brightened with comical speed.
Maybe you're lying, Tarisai of Swana. Maybe you do love me after all.
My mouth curved up. I couldn't help it. Just like in the portrait, his broad gap-toothed smile was infectious.
I don't have any secrets, I said, and then a fist twisted my insides. I stepped away from him.
I should go, Your Imperial Highness. My friends call me Dio, he said eagerly.
Or they will, when I have friends.
In my backward shuffle, I stumbled on the tasseled edge of a rug. Dio caught my arm to steady me. I jerked away.
Did I do something wrong again? He asked.
No, but people don't usually touch me. They avoid it.
Why?
Maybe if I scared him, he would stay away from me.
Because I'm a half-demon, I whispered, wiggling my eyebrows for effect. A spy. I can see everything. Everything you've ever done.
Dio's gaze widened.
That's amazing.
That wasn't right. He should have been frightened. No one liked having light cast on the shadows of their thoughts,